Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav Mishnah Dalid and parak Vav Mishnah Hey. In order to understand what we're going to be learning in parak Vav Mishnah Dalid, we first need to quickly review what we learned yesterday in parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah taught us that if we have a vine that is running over and running through a canopy, or truly referred to as a trellis, like this big wooden piece where we sort of train the vines to go through the different wood placards, the different wood pieces, so the halacha is that because the vine on the trellis is really more chashuv, is really more important when it comes to the trellis itself, so the trellis becomes batel, the trellis becomes nullified, becomes basically non-existent, halachically, to the vine. The vine basically takes over the entire trellis. Therefore, the Mishnah told us that you're not allowed to plant any other crop under the part of the trellis where there's even no vine. Certainly the part of the trellis where there is a vine over it, that would be kilayim. We're not allowed to plant any sort of vegetable or crop under the part of the trellis where the vine is on top. If that's for sure, shuru, and any crops that you plant there become aser bahana, become forbidden to benefit from, to eat, and so on, they must be burnt. But the question is, what about the part of this canopy or trellis where the vines aren't directly overhead? So the Mishnah taught us in Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel that you're not supposed to plant any type of vegetable, any type of crop, even under the trellis, even under the part of the canopy that does not have any vines over it. And the reason for that is because the canopy or the trellis becomes a batel, becomes nullified, becomes basically non-existent in relation to the vine itself. So it all becomes basically like the vine halachically, and therefore you can't plant anything under the trellis, even the part where there is not directly a vine that is hanging overhead. However, the Mishnah taught us that if a person does in fact plant under the trellis, under the section where there isn't a vine overhead, it's still that those crops that you plant there are still not aser b'hana'ah, are still not forbidden to get benefit from. They're still halachically fine. You shouldn't do it, but halachically you're allowed to benefit from those crops that you plant there, assuming that there's no actual vine overhead. That is, unless, as the Mishnah said, unless the vines of the trellis continue to grow, and then ultimately they are overhead, these crops, and then that's a problem of kilayim, and then you're not allowed to benefit from those crops that you have there, if they're right under, directly under the vines that are growing. And the Mishnah also taught us that the same is true when it comes to a tree that does not bear fruit. That was referred to as an ilan sruk. A non-fruit-bearing tree as well has the same halacha, that if you have vines that are being trained to go through the branches and so on, so certainly you can't plant anything, any other type of crop under the vines themselves, but even under any part of the tree, because the tree itself is insignificant to the vines, and therefore you're not, it's really all considered part of the vines, and therefore you can't plant anything under the tree at all. But again, same halacha applies as it does to the case of the trellis. Says the Mishnah, Hamadla es hagefen al miktsas ilon meichel. If a person hangs over, plants this geffen, the vines, on part of an ilan meichel, on part of a fruit bearing tree, mutter lahavi zera al tachas hamosar. You would be allowed, is totally permitted to plant another type of crop under the mosar, under the remaining part of the tree that doesn't have vines on top of it. Unlike the ilan suruk, where there's no fruit, and in that case, the non-fruit-bearing tree basically becomes batel, becomes nullified to the vine itself. But here, it's a fruit-bearing tree, so the vines are nice, but they don't completely take over the entire tree because there are fruits there as well. Therefore, the part of the tree where there isn't vines, you are allowed to plant any other type of crop, and there's no problem of kilayim, there's no problem of planting under that moser, under that remaining part of the tree. However, continues the Mishnah, ve'im hilei chachadash, but if the vines continue to grow, to move, to go in different directions and expand on this ilan meichel, on this fruit-bearing tree, then yachaz irena, then you must peel back the vines in order to keep those plants that you planted to not be kilayim. If you want to eat them and benefit from them, you have to make sure that there's no point in time when the vines extend and expand over the plants and the crops that you already planted. Now we're going to learn two stories and read about two stories that reinforce this concept that we just learned as it pertains to the tree that has vines on it. Says the Mishnah, there's a story where Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael to the village called Uzziz. Ve'her'ohu gefen mudla al miktas te'ena. What happened? And he showed him there was a vine that was hanging over on part of a fig tree. So Amar lo, he said to him, Ma'ani lahavi zera al tachas ha-moser, am I allowed to plant any sort of a crop or vegetable under the remaining part of this fig tree, the part that's not, which does not have a vine over it? Amar lo, he said to him, Mutter, it's totally permissible, like we just said, if you have a fruit-bearing tree and you have vines that are going in and out of it. So you are allowed to plant other things under the remaining branches of the tree that don't have vines directly over it. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'ha'elohu misham lebeis ha-maganya. And then they went from there to beis ha-maganya, nearby place named after the family Maganya. Ve'ha'ohu gefen shimudla al miktas ha-korah v'sadon shel shikma. And there too they saw that there was a vine that was hanging on a part of a beam that was on a branch of a sycamore tree. Uvau koros harbe. And there were many other beams there as well. Amar lo, he said to him, Tachas ha-kora zo usher. Under this particular beam that has the vine on top of it, there it's certainly usher to plant anything under that, because that would be kilayim. V'hashar mutzer, but any of the other beams, any of the other branches, you certainly can plant under it, because again, it's a fruit-bearing tree, and fruit-bearing trees, you're allowed to plant under them as long as there isn't a vine directly over it, because fruit-bearing trees are substantive, are chashiv, are important enough that they maintain their own status and don't take on the status of the vine, and therefore you can plant under the remaining beams and under the remaining branches. Now we're going to continue with Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, as we just discussed the definition of three way machlokas regarding what an ilang struck is. What is a non-fruit-bearing tree that we discussed in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel? Says the Mishnah, Ezehu ilang struck, what's considered to be a non-fruit-bearing tree, a barren tree? Says the Mishnah, called She'eno Oseperos, any tree that doesn't produce fruit. Like we said earlier, this is the opinion of the Tanakhama. This is, in fact, how we paskin. Any fruit that doesn't have, any tree rather, that doesn't have fruit coming from it, that doesn't produce fruit, is considered to be an ilan surak. And like we said in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, if there are vines that are being trained and that are going through the different branches of this ilan surak, you shouldn't plant anything even under other branches, because the tree itself basically takes on the properties of the vine, and certainly you can't plant anything under the vine. So that's the first opinion, the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir says, and he disagrees, Hakol Ilan Surak, says Rabbi Meir, every single tree is considered to be a non-fruit-bearing tree for this purpose, Chutz min hazayis v'hatena, except for an olive tree and a fig tree, because Rabbi Meir seems to believe that only olive trees and fig trees are considered to be chashev, are considered to be more chashev, more important, more valuable than the vines that are growing on them. Every other tree, they would assume the fruit would be batel, would be nullified, would be canceled out, basically, from the vines themselves, except olives and figs are apparently especially important, and would really be more important than the vines, and therefore the halacha would be, in the case of, according to Rabbi Meir, that when it comes to olives and fig trees, those would overpower the tree, but the vines, but any other type of fruit tree would not. And then we have one final opinion on this. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she'ein kamohu notin sado shlemos. Anything where you don't have an orchard, basically, you would plant with this type of fruit, hareza ilan surak. This would be considered to be an ilan surak. So anything where you don't have orchards. So for example, what might you have orchards? You might have an apple orchard, you might have an orange orchard. So when you have fruits like those, where you would have an orchard, those are considered to be fruit-bearing trees. If you have an apple tree or an orange tree and so on, that would be a fruit-bearing tree, with halacha would be that you would be allowed to plant under the remaining branches that don't have vines planted through the growing through them. However, anything that is just a random fruit that you don't typically have orchards from there, then you would be able, then you would not be able to plant other crops under those branches because they would take on the property of the vines and be considered to be an ilon struck, a non-fruit bearing tree. Quick review, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet taught us that when it comes to a fruit-bearing tree, you're allowed to put anything, bring any other type of crop, any other type of plant, and plant them under the remaining branches that don't have vines going through them. And we said that then, as the Bartender explained, that's because the fruit-bearing trees are considered to be special and important in their own right, and therefore they would not take on the proper, not take on the status of the vines, and therefore you'd be able to plant under those branches that don't have vines going through them. And then the Mishnah gave us two stories that backed up that claim and that reinforced that halacha. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Hey provided a three-way machlokas for us regarding what exactly is a non-fruit-bearing tree with halachas that you would not be allowed, you should not plant other crops or vegetables under the remaining branches without vines going through them. Ultimately, Paskin like the Tanakama, that really any tree that does not produce fruit is considered to be a fruit-bearing tree. Otherwise, if it does produce fruit, then it would be considered to be a fruit-bearing tree. Have a great day.